No, from the beginning of the Gemara, my Arya, and so the two dots, we managed to get to where we wanted to, with almost all the sessions, because they were going to do Chazar. So the Mishnah said, I have Pesach, some of the Mincha, the Yichal, Adam, Ad Shetefshach. A person's not allowed to eat Ad Shetefshach. So the Gemara asked the question, my area Avish Sofim, why are we specifically talking about Erev Pesach? I feel like Avish Vosri Yom Tov in Nami. Even Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov would be the same halacha. Because the Mishnah understood to begin with that the author of the Mishnah is a Yehuda. That's what the Mishnah understood. Because that's what the Mishnah's halacha, the Gemara's halacha was. So the author of the Mishnah was a Yehuda. Why was that the halacha? Because if Yehuda was the one who holds that on Erev Shabbos and on Erev Pesach, some of them are so he thought, well, I did Erev Pesach. So that's why the Gemara is asking, why are you specifically talking about Erev Pesach? If you have Erev Shabbos Yom Tovim Nami, the Tanya, the Yechel Adam Erev Shabbos Yom Tovim, person's not allowed to eat on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, min amin chol amal, o kadeh shi kanes the Shabbos, kishru taiva. What's another reason? Yeah, but maybe Erev Pesach was different. And the Gemara understood that just like Rebbe Yehuda was the one who said it by Erev Shabbos, but Rebbe Yehuda was the one who said it on Erev Pesach as well. If you're here, you can start eating whenever you like, even up to nightfall. Yossi Asahara, why is he Ad Shetefshach? Because once you get to nightfall, you have to say, you can't start. Then you have to stop. Because if you eat your whole, you don't need to stop. But you can't stop. So Eichel Mahelach, you can start eating whenever you want. Ad Shetefshach. Till night. Because once it gets to the night, then you have to make Kiddush. You can't start your meal without Kiddush. So that's Eichel Mahelach, Ad Shetefshach. So that was the Gemara's question. So we have two Malkim in the Gemara. To answer that. One was Rav Huna. Amar Rav Huna, Leitzicha, El Rav Yehesi. It's going to Rav Yehesi. He said, Amar Eichel Mahelach, Ad Shetefshach, Rav Yehesi, also generally you can eat until nightfall. Start eating until nightfall. Hani Melibah, Shabbos, Yom HaTevim. That's only on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov. On Erev HaPesach, on Erev Pesach, Mishum Chiyuv of the Matzah, because of the Chiyuv of Matzah, which Rashbam says, it says, the Erev Teichu Matzah, Rashbam says, there's a mitzvah that rises to see matzahs. Because it's very simple matzahs. But since there's a mitzvah that rises to see matzahs, so therefore if Yehuda was magbit to tell you not to start eating from mincha time and onwards. From Somach and Mincha and onwards. And I have had the Mishnah with the matzah and Moïse. That is the Mahalach of Rav Huna. I will remember the shit of Rav Huna. Rav Huna held that Maskon as well. Rav Huna held that our author of our Mishnah is also Rav Yehesi. It's also Rav Yehesi. Rav Yehesi holds.
Both of you mean here, Rav Huna and Rav Yehesi.
Yeah, both agree. In this case, you're not allowed to eat from Somach and Mincha. Why? Because even if you hold generally you can, but if you can't, because of the chiyuv matzah. Yeah, that's why the word be'er tefu matzah isn't the reason to tell me you need to eat them at night. Be'er tefu matzah, he's bringing this thought to say that there's a chiyuv deraita. The chiyuv menaser is the matzah. Not that be'er is the matzah. There's a mitzvah to eat matzah. Since it's a mitzvah imatz, it's a mitzvah imatz. He said you shouldn't start your meal from mincha time. So you should make sure you've got a proper appetite for your matz.
The rebbe would still allow people to continue eating.
Papa would contribute. If you started eating beheda, yeah, before you can continue eating. Yeah, yeah. The chiyuv deraita of matzah. So we pointed out the runoff. We pointed this out that there's also chiyuv deraita to eat. So any Shabbos, chiyuv deraita any Shabbos. So why generally the reason say you can start eating your meal on Erev Shabbos whenever you want, right? You can. There's no din that you have to on Erev Shabbos stop eating from mincha time. I just chiyuv deraita any Shabbos. So the Ran said, no, the chiyuv deraita any Shabbos is to be ma'anik Shabbos. If you prefer not to eat, you're also going to be mekayem the deraita. So here, but if I eaten a full meal at lunchtime, and because I don't have an appetite on Shabbos, I'm not doing any Shabbos. By not eating on Shabbos, that's also only Shabbos. Is that what I prefer to do?
By not having an appetite Friday night?
No. There's no mitzvah to make sure you have an appetite. The mitzvah is to make sure you enjoy Shabbos. So if you enjoy Shabbos by eating, eat. If you're stuffed and you enjoy Shabbos by not eating, so don't eat. Both of those are mechanics to bring Shabbos. Therefore, there's no reason not to eat on Erev Shabbos, because then you won't be able to eat on Shabbos. If you don't fancy eating on Shabbos, you've got no mitzvah to eat on Shabbos.
So why the guy eat Erev Shabbos?
He wants to eat the meal on Erev Shabbos, he's hungry.
But now
he's full. Now he doesn't have an appetite. He doesn't mind eating, he's very happy to eat. At this present situation, not about a guy that, I don't know what, things where they don't want to eat anything. Not about a guy, a guy who likes eating. In this present situation, my stomach is so full and I can't eat more. Is there a mitzvah to write to try and eat more? No. On normal Shabbos, not. If I feel uncomfortable eating, then my mitzvah to write is not to eat.
The whole Shabbos
goes away. Commit it to be Shabbos, whatever that means. If somebody feels uncomfortable to eat, like you said, he had a bad dream. Had a bad dream. And that's why he wants to fast the next day. So normally you can't fast on the Yom Tov. Why? That's my einik.
Can't fast on Shabbos.
Right, normally can't fast on Shabbos, amen. Tanakh Kalayim is Musa, yeah, you ask. Right, in that case, it should be like Matla. That's why Aura, we said yesterday, it's interesting, the Gemara didn't point out, who are doing on Erev Sukkos, you shouldn't eat from Mincha Olamah. Does someone want to say because Dafka by Matzah is particularly said because it's harder to eat? There's an aura, we'll leave it as an aura for the time. Yes.
If you're stuck, that you don't have to eat. The question I have is, we have an aspect of having under. The fact that I'm trying to prevent myself from not feeling good is not an under aspect.
Anything means
the removal of discomfort, but it's not under. I'm not being the under myself right now. Only because I'm having a mishmak time.
Right.
That's not removal of
pain. I are. So Ram says it. No. If you have an appetite to eat and you want to eat, you've got chiyuv to have like a mishnah. No. If somebody's full and therefore for him eating is particularly uncomfortable and it'll be a chiyuv gafta, he's got no chiyuv to make sure that he'll be able to eat that. Because that's right, so the shlishis is called Sudha Shlishis. Why is it called Sudha Shlishis? Sudha Shlishis means the third meal, but a lot of people call it Shabbos Sudha. The third meal they call it as Shabbos Sudha, Shalashidis Sudha, Shalashidis. Why? Because some of you eat the Sudha Shlishis and make sure that he is able to eat the Sudha Shlishis. He's showing that he's met eating the Kavod Shabbos and not his stomach. But they go on the same thing according to the Ram, that's what the Ram's saying. If you go on, if somebody bechives the right at least, bechives the right to eat on Shabbos, if somebody feels prefer not to, like we know, Tanis Halayim is no din. Tanis Halayim, yeah, that's a fast, because that's for you, is it only Shabbos? It's a problem in the town as well, they got whether a person can be Maitzi, another person goes as a Maitzi. Right? So halacha is, in order to be Maitzi, a friend, if I want to be Lo Shofar, I can make the bracha of Shofar and be Maitzi. Even if I've already been Yotzer, I can make the bracha and be Maitzi. Why? For me it's a bracha of Atzola. I can make a bracha to be Maitzi, it's a bracha of Atzola. So halacha is that because Kalisola even Zeli, since you've got Chiv to Lo Shofar, to hear Shofar, so it's Kilo, I've got Chiv to hear Shofar. So that's by Birsa Mitzvah. What's halacha by Birsa Nene? Birsa Nene. If you want to eat an apple, and you can't speak, you have an operation on your vocal cords, you can't speak. So can I make a bracha for you? I'll make a bracha and you eat the apple. that says Shemekain, it doesn't work. You can't do it. Why? Because you don't have a chiv to eat the apple. There's no chiv to eat the apple. If you've got a chiv, then I've got a chiv to help you out. If you've got no chiv to eat the apple. So now the same thing is, what about Kiddush? Kiddush on Shemekain, and so for Toya, so they get here, people, their wives, want to hear Kiddush. They want to hang around until 10 o'clock when they finish hitting the grill. But you want to be here with the tittle. So the wives want to hear Kiddush. Now really women can make their own Kiddush, but they don't want it for whatever reason. Can you make Kiddush for the wife? Halacha is yes. She's got a chiyuv of Kiddush. Not yet yet though. She's got a chiyuv of Kiddush. Kalitara even said it there. I'm being made to you. Or if you've got somebody children that came after you finished your meal already, and they haven't heard Kiddush yet, and they can't read, and it's going to be hard for them to make Kiddush. You can make Kiddush for them. As long as they listen well, you can make Kiddush for them. Why? They've got a chiyuv of Kiddush, that makes it, Kodesh Ara Evin Zen, I've got a chiyuv of Kiddush. What's the lach of a Bezan Moitzi? What's the lach of a Bezan Moitzi? Can I be Moitzi them for Bezan Moitzi? Can I make a mitzvah when I'm not eating? If I'm eating, of course I can. When I'm not eating, can I be mitzvah then? Mitzvah says not. Why not? I've got chiyuv to eat. She says no chiyuv to eat. The chiyuv is very Shabbos, and therefore there's no chiyuv to eat. If they would have preferred not to eat, they also wouldn't have had to eat. Since there's no chiyuv to eat, therefore there's no chiyuv is to be on each other.
I always said that. I remember reading the Sefer Sukkah. We were going with this whole concept of Jewish. I can't remember it clearly, but I do remember this. There's a whole discussion about there's an FTMT on Yom Tov and on Shabbat. And it came out that there was.
There's a chiyuv, if you've got an appetite, you've got a chiyuv to eat. During the week, if you've got no appetite, you don't have to eat.
If
you have
an appetite, then
somebody's got more oinig not eating. If somebody has more oinig not eating, then he doesn't have to eat.
What about a young member? There's no oinig.
So to eat himself is going to be causing himself...
What about the Adagio?
According to the rules, if nobody's around and he had one of his parties come home and he's not eating, how can you make Kiddush?
Right. No, he's asking for Shadi. He's asking one man, something called Thomas Stallone, and I can make Kiddush.
And then how do we get it? You
know, say
that some
sheep called
the Kiddush
by the Shemite. Yeah, Kiddush wrong.
Scissors,
didn't you?
Right.
He's not drinking, I want to do it later, 10 o'clock at night. Right. He says the kids because he doesn't drink. Right.
So the same
case with
this person
who's
fasting on the
club, he
can't.
He's
not eating.
You're not going to eat after it, so he's asking
if
there's
a dinner
abomination, if kids are not going to eat.
So he
needs to
say, don't eat, so
that
he will be
hungry. But we're saying that on Shabbos it doesn't apply. Right, okay, fine, right up. Where are we holding here? We're in a bit off the topic, I think. So here with the matzah made it off. Did I mention the rap? Did I mention the rap? Okay, a papa oma. Back in the middle of the omad, a papa oma, a filo tema rebuda. Even if you say it to you, it's even possible that the author is only rebuda. It's only rebuda. Filo tema rebuda. Why do we prefer it to be rebuda? Anyone got a guess? Why do we prefer it to be a Buddha? Be the same Buddha. Why do we prefer it to be a Buddha?
We don't want it to be more focused. We don't prefer it. We want it to go like
good. Right, so why are you saying I feel the same Buddha?
Even saying that it can be even like also a Buddha.
Not also. No, the first one was also. Rabuna was saying also, no?
Rabuna was saying what you
have. Rabuna was saying the author is a Buddha, right.
Then comes Rabbi Papa and said, no, say that it can go like good.
Right, that's what I would have thought. It might be right. Well, Brom said, remember we saw in Taser seems to have learned like Brom here. Okay, the Papa wanted to go, according to Rebbe Yossi, the Mishnah can't be a Yehuda, because it can't be a Yehuda, because why does the Mishnah say Arviv Sochim? Why is it specifically talking about Pesach? According to a Papa, I can even go contribute. Because the reason why I talk about Pesach is because of the din of Samoch. I forget him, Yehuda, Hossam, Avi, Shabbos, Yom, Tevim, and Mincha, Ramallah, with the Hossam. There, generally, by Shabbos, then you ask for Mincha. Aber bei Pesach, afilu samach mincha, nami asa. And bei Pesach, even samach mincha is also forbidden.
Why would he be more matzmer on Erev Pesach?
Again, because it's the right. You have to therefore already worry half an hour earlier not to make sure you're going to ruin your appetite.
Why wouldn't
the Rabbanah
officer
just
start at the time? No clue.
Which
Rabbanah?
Or review the Baishalis?
Yeah, Baishalis. Hey, what's the difference here?
Half an hour of food.
Huh?
Half an hour of eating. But the Raisas, they have to be more concerned. They didn't want to impose on people for the Rabbanos. But the Raisas, you'd be more and more concerned. I don't hear the question.
We're going to get half hour.
The Mishnah
half hour.
The Mishnah says some.
Yeah, but how do we decide it's half hour?
How do we know it's half an hour?
Yeah.
From the Gemara later on. The Gemara says, we teach you straight to the Malo, that's half hour.
So,
it's kashul, that it's ready close to the time when it's getting time close to night. Mincha is ready in the time closer to night, right? It's ready closer to night. And Somos is ready close to that time. So from when it's close to the time it's close to night, you have to start, you cannot start eating milk, you have to worry about your night's humor. Okay. So that was the Tzum Halkim, Rabbun and Rapopet. So let's see Rosh Hashanah quickly on that, and then we can go weiter. Afil Avi Shabosis. That was a question on Yehuda. Rosh Hashanah is on the Gemara, not the Mishnah. We did that last week. Afil Avi Shabosis. Alivid Yehuda. Even if Shabbos is a contributor, it should be also a Kiddush. Kiddush, Mr. the Shabbos, Choviv, will also say Kiddush into the Shabbos should be Choviv. She said, you shouldn't eat it on the soiva. The chiyuv of the matzah, laila rishon choiva. The chiyuv matzah on the first night is a chiyuv. Chiyuv deraita. The chiyuv be'erev zechu matzis. Chiyati matzis. And therefore, we told you already from erev, from samach mincha to stop eating.
Do you want to answer this question?
Yeah, I'll answer to you very, very shortly. Right, Rami didn't get back, I'll answer shortly. Okay, you see now. A pilot same review the Ottoman Michael Mala, but most review the Tony Mina Mincha Lamala. When in the Bryce that we had there, which is talking about review the, it says Mina Mincha. And the Mishnah says, Lamach Mincha, that would be the difference. So now let's quickly recap places. I'll say the Seder and basically Balpeh, to recap the Seder that we learned in each one. So, what we learned this week was Tosfos Ad Shetechsach. That one we learned this week. Ad Shetechsach. The Gemara said that, you know, and the Mishnah said that you're not meant to eat Samach Mincha, you're not meant to eat Ad Shetechsach. So Tosfos asked the question, what was the first question of Tosfos? Anyone remember it? First question of Tosfos, Pshita, what does that mean by that? Right, that means the Seder is understood there's only one Chiddush. The Seder understood there's only one Chiddush in the Mishnah. They're telling you that you're not allowed to start eating before Yom Tov. Until when that prohibition ends? The Mishnah says at night it ends. Well, obviously, when else do you want it to end? Obviously, once the Mitzvah comes, then I can do it then. Why shouldn't I be able to do it then? Cheater. And the second question of Tosfos was then the Braisa which brings about the Shavuot Yom Tovim, it doesn't say there at Atzer Tefshach. So obviously it doesn't need to be said. So why in the Mishnah does it need to be said? So because of that, the Rima Korbil was Mechadish. There's two Chidushim in the Mishnah. Right, Yerusha? Two Chidushim in the Mishnah. What are the two Chidushim in the Mishnah?
Two
Chidushim? The Yechal Atzer Tefshach has two Chidushim in it.
Not to start eating
some of the mincha, and number two, not to meet early Shabbos. You can't make early answers, right? You have to eat matzah dafka up tonight. You can't eat matzah earlier. How do we know that? Sensei says because the prophet says by bosom, bosom is a bosom alaylazeh. He says bosom alaylazeh, and bosom is iskish to Pesach, and matzah is iskish to Pesach. So we made it just like bosom has to be eaten balaylazeh. So we know matzah and moriah has to be eaten balaylazeh, and therefore. and therefore we don't need them. And therefore, what's the flow? And therefore you're not allowed to start eating earlier Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to start making early Shabbos. And Pesach, you can't make early Pesach. But it says, Balei Lazer. Right, we mentioned it doesn't, the Tzitz didn't bring the Raya from the Pesach that the Rajban brought of the Erev Tzitz Lamatzi. Because the Erev Tzitz Lamatzi doesn't mean that Balei Lazer. Erev can mean some of the Laila. Erev Rebbe can mean in the evening. In the afternoon, late afternoon. Bosa Laila is Laila. Since it's Bosa Balei Lazer, Matamori and Ishki Shlur, the Bosa. So Mela, just like the Bosa has to be eaten at night, so the Matamori has to be eaten at night as well. But every other Shabbos in Yom Tov, you can eat when you want. That's the first Mahal. First Mahal of Tesis is that a specific halacha on Pesach, that you're not allowed to start eating Seder night early. Seder night only at nightfall. And indeed, that's why one of the halachas is that you have to rush when you come home. Chutzim is a matzah, you have to rush to eat, because don't say that about any other meal. It's because you're starting late, you're starting at night. So the kids are already tired, it's already dark, the kids are already going to sleep. So you have to rush, and all the kids shouldn't fall asleep before they get to Maggid, before you get to Matzah.
Why don't we have a kind of sour finish exactly at the Pesach of Harim and then go home to sleep?
Yeah, you could, and then in Chutzot they do. It's done in Maariv early, but you start saying that at night. That's what doesn't Maariv at night. But here in Etzisol, always is done in Maariv at night. You don't have early Minyan and Bikuron. But Bikuron, you could. When you can done in Maariv early, right? Then didn't you have done in Maariv at night? Done in Maariv early. Only by Shavuos. But Shavuos is that you have to done in Maariv at night. But the other ones, you know, didn't have to done in Maariv.
Why does anyone do it?
Why not start earlier? Could be that people want to sleep a bit on Shavuot, Pesach, get things ready. But in Etzisal anyway, the minig was always just to daven at night. Even on Shabbos, we don't do it. The minig in Etzisal is not to make early Shabbos.
It's bankrupt
to call it early Shabbos minig. Yeah, I remember when I was in Yerushalayim 20 years ago, Kamat v'lo Shaman. There's a few 10 people that made an early
minig.
That's just a pick him. Say that, but I'll be a call-off, it's allowed. That's the idea, you want to see Krishna at night. Okay, weiter. That's the first mahal. Second mahal, says Rabbi Yechiel. Says Rabbi Yechiel, second mahal. Rabbi Yechiel had the aura. Rabbi Yechiel said, if it's true that Pesach is different to Shavuot and Yom Tov, then why can't we say that's why the Mishnah said Erev Pesach? He had the question, why is the Mishnah say Erev Pesach? We couldn't attribute it again even on Erev Shabbos as well, so why is it talking about Erev Pesach? I'll tell you why. Because of the second Chiddush, because I mean Erev Pesach, you can't eat Ad Shet Pesach, you can't make Seder early. She said, we couldn't have said that's the reason why we have this Mishnah, because we know it already in Zochim. The Mishnah in Zochim says that the Pesach is in the Nechel Ela Belayla, Carbon Pesach is only eaten by night, so I don't need this Mishnah to tell me you can't start eating your Carbon Pesach before night. We know it already, and therefore that can't be the Chiddush of the Mishnah. So what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? You can't start eating already from Mincha time. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Chiddush of the Mishnah, you can't start eating your stump meal from Samach Mincha. From Samach Mincha. That's the first Chiddush, that's only Chiddush. The reason why it says about in Nechla Belayla, actually that's what I was just agav. That's the first halach. First halach of Tesis is there's a difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Shabbos, you can start your Shabbos meal early. Yom Tov, Pesach, you can't. Pesach, you can't. And therefore, the Mishnah says, Asher Pesach, to tell me this Kiddush, you can't start eating your Pesach meal early. That can't be the whole Kiddush of the Mishnah, because we know that already from Zochim. But it's also Kiddush, and that's why I mentioned it.
Sure, you can.
Shows the different reasons why you can't.
So no Yom Tov, it's not Shabbos and Yom
Tov. Pesach and Shabbos. Yom Tov, Bikuron, if you wanted to eat before Shmini Atzeres, you could. Right? the special din by Shavuot because of Tzmimos, special din. A second night Shavuot, you could start at least theoretically.
Sukkah also,
because
that should be only about the Easter, you shouldn't do that.
Right, my darling, you can't have a Maariv early on that as well. Right, okay. That's the first one of Shmi. The second one of Shmi is the same thing as the Chazorah. The Yechad Yod by Shabbos in Yom Zvot, you're not allowed to eat. Ad Shetechshach. You're not allowed to make early Shabbos. And the reason why we stay here, Dafka, and not by Shabbos, is because even though Shkidus Tzachim is by Yoyim, even though it's become Pesach Yishtecht, but by Yoyim, she might have thought they'd be able to eat it beforehand. Mashlan, you can't eat it beforehand. That's the emphasis. This we raised a few points yesterday. And what's the Havamina? They should be able to eat it beforehand. The Pasuk says, offers the bottle by light out there. You have to eat there at night. So what's happening? You should be able to eat the bottle beforehand. And secondly, that the Mishnah says that you have to eat it by night. So what's the status mean of it? So Rami Fisher mentioned something yesterday, and today I can that the pasuk just says in order to be kind of mitzvah, you have to recline it at night. But doesn't say that you can't eat some of the bottle beforehand. The offer is a bottle by Laila Zeh. If you want to be yoitzer mitzvah of Pesach, you need to eat it at night. Can I eat some of the Pesach beforehand? Maybe, yeah.
You're ready to eat it before, then you want to eat it before.
Some. So, Teyavan, I'll make sure I have Teyavan. I'll start my meal a bit early, all one big meal, and start my meal early. Very nice. So, this Tosfos is telling us, and that's what our mission has come to tell me. You're not an answer. You're not allowed to start your Pesach early. And also in the Mishnah, a Pesach in the Nechel Ela Belayda. If you want to be Mekan the Mitzvah, Pesach can only be done at night. You can't be Mekan the Mitzvah not at night. Yeah? That's Shlomi Mekan the Mitzvah even in the daytime. Pesach only at night. Mekan the Mitzvah. Can I eat the Pesach beforehand? Maybe, yeah, maybe not. Comes at me, says, say you can't.
Or you repeat, not to say you can't.
Right. Okay, back to the second last thesis we learned this week as well. So the Gemara asked the question, why are you talking about Erev Pesach? So we asked, the reason why the Mishnah is talking about Erev Pesach, because that's what he was speaking about. It was the Shabbat of God of God. So he was telling over the halach, but he was telling the halach about Erev Pesach. But why, what was the whole big question? My use Erev Pesach. Obviously we're talking about Erev Pesach because that's what was the rabbi was talking about. So who remembers the Tirutzim? There's two Tirutzim. Second last page is on the page.
Right?
Yes. Two Tirutzim. Yeah, the Shabbos is very often. You can't tell me that. When Shabbos is like every week, I should have spoken about Shabbos. And the second Teretz, it would have been misleading. The second Teretz would have been misleading. Had I told the Erev Pesach, I might have mistakenly thought it's Davka Erev Pesach because of the Chiyuv to Matzah. It's Davka Erev Pesach. So since it's mocking for mistake, since it's room for mistake, the Mishnah should have said Erev Shabbos is wrong. The first Eretz was that since Erev Shabbos is Negev every week, he shouldn't have just spoken about Erev Pesach, he should have spoken about Erev Shabbos as well. Okay, back to the Gemara. So now the Gemara has a Vuhna of Papa. The Gemara now wants to ask on her Papa. So what was the question on Papa? What was the Gemara's question on her Papa?
There was another
Bryce. Bryce, that was?
That the time
that
was the
summer. Even Shabbos, even Erev Shabbos was summer for
Israel. Right. So then he loses that whole argument that he
had. Right. So what did Yeshua, Yossi, had the Gemara answer that? No? Maybe it's faulty. Thank you very much. Maybe it's faulty. Maybe this bride is faulty. And how does the Gemara counteract that?
Said he was Mashiach and he was accepted.
It was an accepted brisa. It's an accepted brisa. It's not a faulty brisa. Accepted brisa. If it's not a faulty brisa, then it must be that the brisa is true, and therefore a papa's teres has gone out the window. And indeed, that's what the Gemara says. Maschval tukad yavuna. Alachas like yavuna. Alachas like yavuna. Alachas like shaf. The mishnah like yavuna. That the mishnah, also the mishnah is only rebius. Right? Of course, if it agrees to the din, the author of the mission is only Rabbi Yosi. The Bern of Ramazan Gemara's Kasha on that. Gemara asked the Kasha on Rav Huna. Rav Huna was saying that Rabbi Yosi agrees and Erev Pesach that you're not allowed to start eating a meal from some of the Minka.
It seems to be some statement that I'm not about Rabbi Yosi and Erev Pesach.
If you say halacha kivud on Erev Pesach, halacha kivud on Erev Pesach tells me there's a dispute. There is a dispute. Erev Yehuda holds one thing, and Erev Yosi holds the other thing. That means Erev Yosi says on Erev Pesach, not like that. Says it's against the Vuna. So how do we answer that, Rabbi?
He answers that.
Rabbi Yosi
does agree with
Erev Yehuda. So why do you say halacha kivud on Erev Pesach?
Because on Shabbat
it wouldn't be.
No, I'm writing halacha as if it's a machlokes.
Halacha sounds like a machlokes. He says, no, on Erev Pesach we're passing like Rav Yehuda. Meaning Rav Yehuda is chaylik. Why? I thought we just said Rav Yehuda agrees on Erev Pesach. Right, Nasaka, right? Nasaka. There's another machlokes. There's another discussion. And that's not speaking. That's by Mastikin, regarding if you started the meal, do you need to stop? Rabbi Yosi holds that you don't need to stop. Rabbi Yosi holds you do have to stop. On Erev Pesach, halacha, on Erev Pesach, we do not follow Rabbi Yosi's opinion, and we follow Rabbi Yosi. So now, how do we know that Rabbi Yosi argues about Mastikin on Erev Pesach?
Redemption.
Yeah, how does he know that? How does he know that the machlokes of Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda on Erev Pesach? It's also said of Yirmiyahu Rabbi Yosi. Where did he cook it up from?
It's
the brisa. Which brisa? That's not from Erev Pesach. Where's that Erev Pesach?
Tani Tana?
Didn't
Tani Tana mention?
No. Tani Tana was regarding not eating some of the minchah. So this thing that you started with, you don't stop on Erev Pesach.
Could be.
Could be done out of your mouth. Who says that? Places, that's in places.
Oh,
right, remember?
The
third places on the page, Ketanya, he was bothered about the word Ketanya. Why we think Ketanya? He's got nothing to say in the Bryce, I'm talking the Bryce about Erev Pesach Paschal. The Tosafot said, no, he's usually Ketanya, and he relies on the Bryce in that Kuvbeis. The Bryce in that Kuvbeis says clearly that Kuvbeis is not speaking and doesn't differentiate Pesach or Shabbos sounds like always Mashiach. And that was the last answer of Jesus. And the second last answer of Jesus says to Tanya, because the word Ein Mashiach sounds like it's not the time to start, but you don't need to stop. So you're saying that that means you're telling me there is a time and Erev Pesach when it's not the time to start. There is a time in Erev Pesach it's not the time to start. But you don't need to stop. So must be talking about Erev Pesach. Because if it's talking about Erev Shabbos, there is no time on Erev Shabbos when it's not the time to start. You always have to start. Why do you say it's not the time to start, but you don't need to stop? Right? So must be talking about Erev Pesach. In his price is on my Erev Pesach, and in the price it says, Ein Mashikin, that you don't need to stop. More than? Can I say it again? Ein Mashikin, the word Ein Mashikin means, there's a difference between the words Ein Mashikin and Oichol Vahilach Ad Shetetzach L'Goyimah. There's a difference. Ein Mashikin means, now that you've started, you don't need to stop. But it's not the time to start. Now that you start, you don't need to stop. When do we have a fine on Erev Shabbos that's not the time to stop?
The Erev Shabbos, say Kiddush, the Erev Shabbos.
Oh, very good, very good. When does you have an Erev Shabbos and you don't need to stop? So you're not allowed to stop? Never. Says Rabbi Yechiel, never. So why does the Yeshi use this word? It's not that it shouldn't start, but if you start, you don't stop. Must be talking about Pesach today. Pesach is the time when you shouldn't have started. Right? No, even Erev Shabbos you have it. Because once again tonight, we're talking about that. Right? The Leil Shabbos, that's what we're talking about. What does the Inos Tikim mean? When is the Inos Tikim? And what time? Night is at 6 o'clock. So what time is Inos Tikim?
I was
about to establish the 6 o'clock, that's the time. Oh, let's forget. What time did you view the same as Peter?
No.
Judah, you're not allowed to start eating a meal from me. Let's say you started at 12 o'clock. And it's 6 hour meal, it comes 9 o'clock. Mastikin. When? At 6 o'clock. At 6 o'clock. And what does the Greek say there? At 6 o'clock, in Mastikin, you can keep going. So it says in Kivega, so we're talking about night already. So at night, if you'd ask the Greek, do I continue eating? Say, yes, you do continue eating. You shouldn't have, you wouldn't start. If you already started, you can continue eating. So at night, you don't start, you have to make Kiddush. Don't start, but if you already started, you don't need to stop.
So when you have,
right.
Even if it doesn't like this, you'll tell that you start even when you shouldn't have started.
No, that will see you next week. Don't.
Tell us fast. Yeah.
We'll see you next week.
Say that.
We'll see you next week if you have to. Okay? So that's 3 miles from off season. Either it's Kiddushanya, that's not a brisa, it doesn't say it in the brisa, it's Kiddushanya, or it's Tutanya. Either because the lashon of Ein Mafsikin implies that we're talking about Erev Pesach, which is Kiriga asks from that, but that's the shot. What was the meaning here? Or Tutanya means the same as on the brisa later on. The brisa later on tells me that the brisa says that even on Erev Pesach, Ein Mafsikin. Okay? That is the Gemara of Shema Sikhus Abbas. So let's just see that inside. That's the last part. Ravona Minicha. Ravona Minicha. Is there any better than Ravona? Ramar Vimian. It's 4 lines, 5 lines down in, from the top of the office. Ravona Minicha. Ramar Vimian. 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 Shereb Yudah Be'er Pesach Mechlal De Pligi Mechlal De Palik Shereb Yudah Be'er Pesach Mechlal De Pligi Halakha Mechlal De Pligi Vashtok Titanya Masikin Shabbat Shereb Yudah To stop the Shabbat And Rei Zeme Ein Masikin From my Shereb Shemek Amliyam Shereb Yudah Be'er Yudah Shereb Yudah Be'er Yudah Shereb Yudah Be'er Yudah And it became Shabbat Should we stop in case the four have friend's opinion? And he said not. He was very, very vehement about it. He said certainly not. And indeed the Pesach Halacha was like Rabbi Yossi. You do not need to stop on Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos do not need to stop. No. He started better. We're talking about people who start the Be'er. How do you know we're talking about people who start the Be'er here? We're talking about big Tanoim. Tanoim don't start Be'er. Right?
We pass the name of Sikin,
but next week we're going to learn what that exactly means. It certainly means we don't need to take away the table. That's what Mafsikin means. You don't need to take away the table. The congregation, you're allowed to carry on eating. The halacha, we hold somewhere in between. We pass the Rebbeisi that you're allowed to continue eating, but we pass that you should do kiddush straight away. That's how we pass. Pick the nine. They don't start the meal, the Easter. So my great, great.
No, I'm saying all of the halacha is talking about these other situations. What do you do if you're out? Why aren't you?
We're talking about
three. So I'm not saying like the person doesn't.
There was a story of a Shimon Leil, of Yehuda and Avi. Yeah. Were eating on Erev Shabbos. When do you think they stopped with their meal?
It would be
easy or bad.
Bad.
Take on my shoulders. Stop it. So sad. So like 6 billion. Stop it, right? Right. That's how it does.
Okay.
So next week, that's the. Next week, I don't think you've done it yet. The place is the muscle of beauty, you know? Place is the muscle of beauty, you know? You have to learn that. In my speaking, we have to learn. Shahoyu, we have to learn. Those three tasting things. Those three tasting things need to be learned. Right. Right? And then the Gemara, Amar Yehuda Mishmuel, the whole Amid. Yeah. Until Oysom. Until the third line down from the bottom, Oysom. You see the last word on the line is Oysom. This is from that. That's a new story about Kiddush and Shul. But the Oysom, not Oysom. Interesting, very fascinating topic actually. So, Mieshem, by next week, we would have finished the subject of Erev Pesach, whether you have to start, and whether you have to stop. And then Be'ezrat Hashem, we'll learn it in Halacha, just to make sure we know it. And that will be that sugya. Okay, and then the following week in Yad Hashem is big sugars like Kiddush Machim Suda and Kiddush and Shul, very, very big sugars. That's the following week. But next week we've got our work cut out.